Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're full service here.
Speaking of full participation, injury reports basically full time.
Right. Well, it was good. It really was. You saw a lot of guys with a little bit more energy today, starting with having Jeff back out there as well as Jordan, as far as the offensive line was concerned, and then defensive line, Ron and Dwan and the rest of those guys, Thomas Davis. I mean, it was good to see those guys. They moved around pretty quickly. So, you know, and we'll try to be smart again with them tomorrow as far as probably limiting a little bit some of those reps again for some of those guys. But Thursday is a pretty important day because, you know, not only do you have your base in, but you have some of your nickel and red zone stuff in as well. So it was important that if they got a day off, it was going to be Wednesday.
A little while for Kaiser to be out there.
It is, you know, and it's been rough on him because, you know, he wants to be out there, and he's not full strength either. I mean, he participated, took his normal amount of reps, but you could tell he was laboring with that elbow, and you know, he's not the same guy right now, and so we just got to be careful and be smart with him. But you know, he wants to be back out on the football field so bad.
So I guess Tolbert's clear.
Yes. Well, today was the final phase of going out practicing, and as long as he doesn't have a setback in the morning, then he should be A-okay. But we'll wait to hear from the doctor once I guess he's got to see the independent either tonight or tomorrow. But that's all part of the protocol.
CERN, Applewhite may be on IR.
I don't know if we're that far along. I really don't. You know, they wanted to see if they can start moving around today, and it was still grabbing a little bit. So we'll have to wait until probably beginning of next week before we get a real true indicator.
Facing a quarterback whose fourth quarter exploits, I guess, are kind of record setting at this point. What's he do in the fourth? What makes him special with the game on the line?
Well, I think the first few quarters, he's really trying to get a feel for you. I mean, he does what he's going to do as far as, you know, his play calling at the line of scrimmage per se, and he'll look you over and he'll try and get a sense and a feel. And I do know, you know, when they get to the sidelines, they talk about what just happened and what they went through. That's why I know those sideline pitchers are so important to a guy like him, because he controls so much at the line of scrimmage as far as audibling, checking, changing things, dummy audibling. And probably by the fourth quarter, if you haven't changed things up, if you haven't done something different, he cuts it loose. Now, in the three losses they've had, what you do see, though, in the fourth quarter is those teams that have been leading, you do see them, you know, back off, keep everything in front, and try to make it a long, systematic thing where he's got to complete passes and, you know, grind it out. So, it's, you know, so there are some things that he takes and some things that I think they get because of circumstances.
You don't do a lot of audibling with Cam, I don't think. Is that something that
– Well, there are some things that they do offensively, you know, without getting into too much detail. We do some things. There are some things that he has liberty to do. And then there's some things that are built in as far as, you know, the check with me. He's looking at certain things, looking for certain things, and then you go to the second call. We do have kills and stuff like that. In other words, this was the initial play. We'll kill it, go to the second play, stuff like that we do. But not where you come up and you, you know, change the whole formation, put a guy in motion, shift a guy over, and then run the play.
Cam still hadn't really had what you would consider a signature fourth quarter. And we had a couple last year where your kicker didn't come through. But do you think that he sort of needs to take that step for the next deal in his development?
I think so. And not just him, but we need to. I mean, we've had a couple, you know, close ones, obviously, this year that if we make a play, you know, now we're talking about, hey, this is the signature. This is the, and it's not just him, but it's us as a team. I mean, it falls back on the other guys as well. So I think we're waiting or we're looking for that opportunity. You know, last year, people say, well, what'd you do last year? Well, the big one last year for us was the Texans game. And you know, so we're looking for that opportunity this year, obviously, to get one over the hump.
See how the running game this week has been a little – it's changed over the past couple of weeks. What can we expect?
Well, I think continued, you know, in terms of our development, looking at the different things and how we want to do things, the personnel groupings, you know, we've got to continue with those things, and those things have helped us. I think what it's done is it's kind of changed our character in terms of, you know, how we want to approach things. I think that's, you know, the thing that we were looking for. As I said, you know, we try to do some things based on what we did last year to try and stay ahead, and some of those things were successful, some weren't. And as we evaluated, we looked at it and said, hey, these are things that we're going to get better at, and we have been, and we're going to continue with that.
Ron, what's your take on guys who may have a birth of a child on a Sunday for a football game?
Family. If a player feels, you know, that strongly, you know, the worst thing I think a player can do is make a decision that he has doubt about. You know, I know Charles Tillman, and if Charles has any doubt that this could be a detriment to his family life, Charles is going to do what he believes best for his family. And I would support a player if that's what he did. I would 100%.
That would come up with you.
No, our timing was great. Both our kids were born in May, so it worked out pretty doggone well. Not that we are counting 9 months or something like that. Just that's the fortunes.
Hey, your defensive ends have pretty starkly different personalities.
Oh yeah, yes they do.
Your take on each of them?
You know, it's interesting. Charles Johnson has matured. I mean, it's amazing to watch his growth. It really is, and. You know, I think in light of what happened to John Beeson, you know, making Charles a team captain, I think has helped him. But he has really matured, and he's trying to help the young guys as well. And you see him taking on the leadership role. You see him trying to be more responsible. I mean, he's a young man still, and, you know, he'll make young man mistakes. But just watching who he is, and he's a young father. I mean, he's relished those roles. It's been neat to watch him develop and grow. Greg Hardy is still a young whippersnapper. I mean, for lack of a better word or description, he's a young guy who kind of lives a little bit by the seat of his pants at times, and other times, you know, he's a very thoughtful young man who is maturing in a lot of respects, and in other respects, again, he's still a young guy. He is going to make young man mistakes. But I will say I've seen him owning up to a lot of them this year. You know, he's done a couple of things that were you'd prefer him not to, and he's come back and he's been apologetic for those things. And I think he's maturing as well. And the big picture, as we look at it as a football team, as those two grow, our defensive line has grown. As our defensive line has grown, our defense has gotten better. You know, and as I like to say, you know, this week will be a great test for us just because of who we're playing. Well, you know what the nice thing is? He's kind of put that to rest. I think he's outgrown it, thank goodness. Because, I mean, he really is. There's a lot to the young man, and he's an interesting guy to really sit down and talk to. And, you know, it's, you know, like most young guys, you know, you're engaged with them for about 15, 20 minutes, and then something shiny will happen, and they'll turn their head. But he really is. He's a heck of a young guy. And, you know, that's one of the gratifying things about being a coach is you see guys like him and Charles and Brandon LaFell, who, believe me, I can't say enough about what he's done and the way he's developed. I mean, guys like that, when you see the young guys develop like that, it's exciting as a coach because you know that they're just starting to scratch the surface of who they can be as football players, but more importantly, who they can be as people.
Coach, when you've talked about Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson, you usually mention Dwan Edwards' name shortly after and what he's provided.
Well, I do that when we talk specifically about what's happened with our defensive line. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of it starts with the success we've had getting the push, not just from Dwan, but from Ron and from Sione, who really is having a very unheralded good year. I mean, not a lot of praise for him, but when you watch what he's done in terms of help pushing the middle, that's exciting. We got Andre Neblett back, who's helped. And then we get a little bit from the young rookie Nate Chandler. So I like to make sure people understand that it's not just about what our ends have done, but what our group of guys has done as well. And I think that's important. But yeah, but when I talk about the individuals, it's different.
And with Dwan in particular, I mean, you bring him in right before the season starts. It's kind of a unique situation. He's fit in seemingly.
Oh, he most certainly has. I think Max is the big thing. He's a pro. You know, a guy that's been in the league 7, 8, 9 years, you know, for him to adapt very quickly, it's easy. And you know, it's somebody Marty saw and really liked. And, you know, when we were trying to find that three technique, you know, we were hoping Terrell McClain would have returned to form. And, you know, he just never really got back there. You know, and it's one of those unfortunate things when you have surgery like he did, and you know, you try to be that guy that you were. And we were in a tough situation trying to find that new guy, and you know, it was somebody that Marty had saw and really thought that would help fit us, and he was kind of banking on what happened to happen, and it did, and it worked out good for us, and he's been solid, he really has. So I like to make sure people understand that he's been a big part of our success. You know, when people ask me about Luke and the success he's had in our linebacking core, well, I like to point to Ron Edwards because he's a space eater. You know, you see guys running around flowing freely. It's because of what's really happened with our defensive line and the transformation now. you know, the hard part about, you know, Ron is Ron's an older guy, and you know, hopefully he's got a few more good years. DeJuan's a, you know, kind of in the middle, and hopefully he's got a, you know, a bunch of years left, and we can keep guys like that around to help our team. We're good?
Thank you,
guys. Appreciate it. Always good to see y'all. Joe?